The authors of a new report have found pregnant and breastfeeding women in Gaza have been subjected to what they call reproductive violence, and they say it may amount to acts contributing to genocide under international law. Israel has repeatedly denied accusations of genocide in Gaza. This report has found the collapse of healthcare, displacement and malnutrition have forced women to give birth without medical care, ration food for their babies and sacrifice their own health to keep their children alive. Lama Bakri is Projects Director for the Occupied Palestinian Territories at the Physicians for Human Rights Israel, and she wrote this report. I spoke to her earlier and asked what conditions are like for women navigating pregnancy and birth in Gaza.
Thank you so much for having me.
Describe the conditions that women in Gaza have been facing as they navigate pregnancy and birth.
Of course. Our report mainly focuses on three conditions that were imposed on women in the past 2 years, obviously on all Gazans, but the focus of this report is on pregnant and lactating mothers. So the first one is repeated displacement. The second is lack of access and destruction of the healthcare system in Gaza and the policies of starvation that the Israeli government have been imposing on Gaza, on the Gazan people, and throughout the different periods. Obviously, like as many know, homes have been destroyed. People today are living in tents and makeshift shelters. We know that almost in the past 48 hours, almost 7,000 tents have been damaged due to the weather conditions. We know that 7 children have died from hypothermia in the past couple of months. And overall, the situation is horrible today, obviously, even though the ceasefire has been declared from October to be fully in, but we know that the situation on the ground is very dire and people are still at high risk. Obviously, pregnant and breastfeeding mothers even more because of their vulnerable status.
Tell me about how you carried out this research. Who did you speak to?
We've contacted 21 women in Miskan Layan camp. It's a camp in Mawasi Khan Yunis. The camp was established as a response to the second wave of displacement from Nasser Hospital, and it houses almost 700 families today. We connected with a nurse who works in the hospital. She takes care of, like, she's basically dealing with all, working very closely with a woman in the camp. And we also spoke to the gynecologist of the camp who worked also with these women. She was our way of connecting with the women. Basically, I've held phone interviews with them and in February 2025. And then we did follow-up calls in July 30th. And actually, we've been in contact with them ever since. Like, they still text us, talk to us, and we're very much updated about the situation today.
How has the war affected the birth rate in Gaza?
Immensely, honestly. Like, the numbers speak for themselves when it comes to birth complications, premature birth. We know that in the first half only of 2025, there was a drop of 41% of recorded births. And that's compared to the recorded births of 2022. We also know that 33% of babies were born prematurely. That's almost 5,500 babies. Also, like, these numbers are very stark compared to numbers prior to the war. 2,600 reported miscarriages and 220 pregnancy-related deaths. The situation was very, very harsh on women, and it still is unfolding, obviously. But these numbers were really, like, back then the Ministry of Health has raised the alarm that these numbers obviously are very worrying, and not much has been done ever since, because the help that's needed and the aid that's needed for women to recover and for this healthcare system to provide maternal healthcare has not been restored.
What about for breastfeeding women or women with young babies, young children? What have been the challenges for them?
We spoke a lot about having to portion their meals, basically, for their babies to eat at least one meal a day. I spoke to some women who had the idea of breastfeeding their children so that in case there is a siege or something happens or aid doesn't go in enough, at least they would have their basically to feed their babies whatever they can offer them without having to rely on baby formulas, etc. So and baby formulas have been very much in shortage in the past 2 years. So women have been having to make these very harsh and heartbreaking decisions just to keep things going and just to be able to feed their babies as little as possible, basically.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Lama Bakri, Projects Director for the Occupied Palestinian Territories at Physicians for Human Rights Israel. This report talks about reproductive violence. What do you mean by that?
What we mean about it, basically, this report is basically builds on our previous report, our previous genocide report, where we claim that Israel has imposed conditions of life that are meant to harm and reduce the ability of the Palestinian people in Gaza to survive and recover. So what we mean by it in this report is basically the focus on the three conditions that we perceive to be they had a huge impact on the lives of women. So whether it's lack of access to casual checkups, to the much needed folic acid and other essential supplements for mothers, whether it's starvation and its effects on lactation, and the absence or the very restricted access to baby formulas, and whether it's also through the repeated forcible displacement that these mothers have been having to basically were forced into in the past 2 years. So these are all factors that we analyze as risk factors where mothers were put in severe harm due to them. And that's what we mean, basically, by reproductive violence that was imposed on them.
And what about the longer-term consequences? What are your concerns there in terms of what this period could mean for women and their children into the future?
Usually in this field, physicists and physicians, and other experts have been also raising the alarm when it comes to the whether it's developmental issues that children will have in the future, whether it's psychological and obviously physical. We know that the numbers of malnourished people in Gaza today is still high. We know that the IPC, the latest IPC report, have been still like in Gaza, there is still malnourishment levels that are considered to be high. All of these factors combined create this domino effect that will unfortunately continue to affect the lives of Gazan mothers and their infants in the future. And our goal is to minimize the harm, is to minimize the long-term harm, obviously, by letting aid in.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jade. Thank you so much.